Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Previously on Gresh and Keith.
Shime, are you ticklish? Get over here, you silly goose.
Is Gresh and Keith.
We know what's on the line. Faced them twice now within the week, so I have a good game plan going in, and every guy in the locker room wants to be able to start tomorrow and be able to be in this situation. This is what everybody wants to do.
Andy Gresh.
And I don't see any, like, giant killers in here. I don't see anybody I should be really scared of.
No one that I'm just absolutely afraid of. I expect the Patriots to win these next games.
What now?
You play to win the game.
Rich Keith.
For 34, D'Ernest Johnson. Johnson cuts back. No signal yet. Touchdown, Cleveland. What a drive.
Inside.
The Browns is the Browns.
Gresh and Keefe starts right now.
We'll be back at it. Enjoy tonight, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow at 2.
Ooh, baby, baby, it's a wild world.
On WEEI.
All right, you got a little singing shime there, but let's jump right into it at 10:09 here with Gresh and Keefe. ALCS Game 6. It's the American League Championship Series. And, Keith, I wonder about what version of Nathan Eovaldi the Houston Astros are going to see tonight, because 9-0 in the fourth inning last time out, and Nate Eovaldi was throwing nothing but gas on the hole. So does that actually bode well for tonight's Red Sox starter?
Well, yeah. Is this going to turn into, believe it or not, a pitcher's duel? Like, is that possible that there could be a pitcher's duel? Because about halfway through the last game, there was. And that was with Chris Sale and with Valdez. And after the Red Sox had scored so many runs, hit so many grand slams, that kind of dried out. And you'd have to think Eovaldi, obviously he wants to go out there and just mow him down. That's obvious. But, like, the room for error, based on how they have hit over the last two games, is quite thin now.
Yes.
So I bet Eovaldi's saying, you know what? Fine. Like, this is my time now. The offense bailed us out of a few games so far this postseason. They've been hitting the snot out of it. We're going to have to maybe win a game, this game, with pitching. This might be a low-scoring Red Sox-Astros game, if Nathan Eovaldi has anything to say about it. With the season on the line, he is the guy you want out there on the mound, though. There's no doubt about it. Like, he is definitely the guy you want starting this game, and hopefully he can pull a Valdez and go deep into this.
Well, that's really what they need, right? Yeah. Is that even if it is a 1-1 game, 2-1 game, whatever, as long as you're still in the game, mm-hmm. and you have a guy like Eovaldi who can go out there and not only drop the nuts, but give you the innings that you need so that you can find a way to maybe get through a game 7, or, you know, you go to extra innings tonight. Lord knows you're emptying the tank with everybody.
You think he could be too jazzed up tonight? Because Eovaldi feels like a guy who might be throwing 101 to start the game.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I think this guy has been in so many postseason situations that he will have the appropriate amount of intensity, but it's the old line that you'd say with quarterbacks, you know, hey, don't throw it in the third row, kid.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to be throwing it up into section 221, but it is something that you definitely got to be aware of. And just like last time out, the best thing the Red Sox can do for Eovaldi, give him a couple of runs. Mm-hmm. Last time it was a luxury for him to go out there 4-0. But even if you get him a run early, I think it allows him to kind of settle in. And off of what you had said there, Keith, of the this is the guy for the moment. So yesterday down in Houston, Red Sox land the plane. It's let's all get into press conference mode. And Nathan Eovaldi basically said, yo, I'm made for this.
No, I do. I love it. You know, this is I feel like this is what everybody wants to do. You know, every guy in the locker room wants to be able to start tomorrow and be able to be in this situation. And, you know, I'm thankful that I get to be here and be able to do it. And there's just something about when everything's on the line. And, you know, I think it brings the best out of us.
Left my nuts out there on that mound tonight.
That's
holy
right.
Smokes. Yeah, these guys, a lot of nut talk. But he's got. But again, Eovaldi, you're right. You know, in his time, just really from 2018 and then this year, like he's got that playoff experience. He sort of has the playoff chops there. And if you're looking for any guy on the entire staff to go 5-6, dare I say even more than that, and keep this thing low scoring, it would be Eovaldi. Obviously, when he came on in relief in game 4, it didn't go great. But again, a lot of that's on Laz Diaz. That would have looked a lot different. I don't know if they win that game, but Eovaldi's numbers are different if he gets that strikeout. So
no question. And that doesn't even factor into my thought process for tonight. Okay. Does it for you?
No, I think we're removed from that.
Yeah.
That has gone on. They lost that game. They had another whole game. They lost that game after being real close for about five and a half innings. But no, this is what it all comes down to now. You put Eovaldi out there, and you know that Cora is going to use the bullpen in a way where, again, everybody's available. Like best matchups possible is what you're going to look for. But Eovaldi can really set the tone. And if he starts punching those guys out and gets the team kind of fired up, then that can go a long way.
It is 10:13 here with Gresh and Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network. You can watch us do this show as well as listen to us on the Odyssey app. You can go to weei.com/watch. Get the Twitch stream. Jump in the Twitch chat. Shime is all over that. You can get us on Twitter at Gresh Keefe. The numbers are growing. You're following left and right. So make sure you're following us and interacting on Twitter. Then, of course, via text 37937. And those 37937, lots of crooked numbers there.
Yes.
Will the Red Sox offensively be able to put up some crooked numbers? Does Alex Cora tweak or change the lineup at all? Yesterday, Cora talked about the answer to scoring runs, in his mind, is simple.
At this stage, other guys have to step up. That's the bottom line. It's not all the time the big boys. And I think we did a good job throughout the season, especially early. You know, that the bottom part of the lineup did their part, and they got on base. We did it against the Rays, right? Vasquez with the at-bats, and we did it early in this series. You know, it just happened. I mean, it's two games. Actually, it's a game and a half because the beginning of game 4 was a good one for us. So, like I said, they made adjustments. They've done some things. We'll be ready for tomorrow.
So you messing with the lineup tonight, tweaking it a little
bit?
What changes?
I think we had a texter yesterday. I'll give him credit saying, you know, get Renfro out of there. Renfro's gassed. Mm-hmm. Renfro's just all he does is hit into double plays now. And this way you can put Schwarber in the outfield. You can move Verdugo around and get Dahlbeck in there. I have no problem with that. Now, I know there's a righty on the mound, but I don't think you just go with, all right, here's our best left-handed lineup against the righty, because I don't know if Luis Garcia lasts very long in this game. The last time we saw him, he went one inning back in game 2. He's the game 2 starter. Of course, that was the J.D. Martinez grand slam.
Yep.
He gave up 5 runs, and he was out of there. And they ended up turning it over to Jake Odorizzi, who went 4 innings. And that's how they got through half of the game. So, yeah, I think you definitely can tweak the lineup a little bit. I have no problem with that. And they should get to, like, Luis Garcia. He's had 3 straight awful starts. His last start in the regular season against Tampa was terrible. His start in the ALDS against the White Sox was terrible. And then we all watched his start in the ALCS against the Red Sox. That also was terrible. So, you know, how confident am I in the offense? Well, they've had back-to-back games where they haven't done much, so it shouldn't be very high. But then you look at the pitcher on the opposing side and you say, they got to get some runs off of this guy.
I would think so, absolutely. And I, you know, I want Schwarber leading off again. I do.
Sure.
I want that guy at the top of the order, not because Kike Hernandez has calmed down, but because you have a chance to legit lead off with a home run. And I know that might sound crazy.
Yeah.
But you give up a first batter home run, it starts to get into the mind of pitchers. And, of course, we know the situation with the Astros staff versus this Red Sox staff is very, very different.
And game two, they did that. What so game
That's
two
right.
was also Evaldi versus Garcia, and Schwarber did lead off. Schwarber was first, and then Kike. So maybe they'll tweak that a little bit.
Well, I know we have a texture just sending Dahlback 0-for-11 with 5 Ks in the postseason, but at some point,
yeah, I'd rather a guy strike out than hit into a double play.
Well, and that's the thing is, are you comfortable with Schwarber in the outfield? It seems like JD Martinez is battling through the ankle injury, mm-hmm. regardless of how good or bad it is.
I don't touch him. I let him DH.
I agree. Yeah. You have to keep him in the lineup. He's one of the guys that is a must, but you also can't put him in the outfield because of the ankle. So,
and Schwarber's not a great left fielder, but he is a left fielder. He's not a first baseman. And it finally reared its ugly head. Maybe they got away with a couple, but he has a pretty costly error in the last game. Again, it felt like they were probably going to score runs that inning regardless, but that didn't help the cause. And it's hard to get so mad at that guy because that's not his position. And so you're almost better off. Like, your infield defense is better. So even though the guy's a Dahlback's 0-for-11, all right, but he's a better first baseman, believe it or not, than Schwarber is in the field.
I'm increasing your
defense there.
And luckily it hasn't become an absolute disaster in the
field where you
have to think of that first, but it's definitely got to be on the list of reasons as to why you might make that change at first base. So feels like some people have checked out on them.
Confidence is lower than it was.
It feels like some Sox fans might be like, hey, man, this has been a hell of a run, and it's going to go to game 6 of an American League or game 7 of an American League championship series. And it seems like people are happy. I hope there's still the kind of the rallying that would be going on. But we ask you, are the Red Sox toast? And you want to slide in some Patriots talk as well, 617-779-7937. Anytime on the text, 37937. And speaking of the Patriots there, Keith, there is a game at Gillette Stadium.
Oh, that's right.
We wouldn't know it by the way this week has gone.
Not at all.
The New York Jetropolitans are coming to town, coming off a bye week.
Well, they're fresh.
Rookie head coach, rookie OC, rookie QB, coming off a bye week. Oh, boy.
Tough combo.
What Mike? They cook up.
Oh, they've been waiting for that bye week. They said, once we get to that bye week, we can come out now. We have all kinds of tricks up our sleeve. No, that team is just so bad. They're terrible. They're one of the 4 or 5 teams legitimately fighting for the number one overall draft pick again in the spring.
And we will get to that question and talk about that with our microbrew 4-pack
Correct.
Of Jets questions after Damian Harris at 11.
But their question is, you know, similar to the Patriots, like, do they have their quarterback of the future? Even if Zach Wilson throws a bunch of picks, guess what? Peyton Manning threw a bunch of picks. Troy Aikman threw a bunch of picks. You can be as bad as a rookie. Look at Josh Allen's rookie year. Not great. But do they have the guy there? That's the most important thing. Both teams are dealing with that on Sunday. But just, that is such a mess of a franchise. For the last 20 years, they had like those 2 years where they kind of popped off. And then since then, they've been terrible. They've just been at the bottom for so long with really no sign of turning things around
either.
Well,
that's the thing is that when you look at the way Mac Jones is running the Patriots offense, for as much as it hasn't been perfect or perfect enough for some people, Jermaine Wiggins listening on his way home, you look at what's going on in New York and it's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You don't see you right now through 6 weeks. I think we sit here in New England and say, okay, Bill has the guy, or at least he has the guy for now, and let's see how good he can be because we know he can operate in this offense. And we'll get to some of the comments of guys like Matt Judon and people like that, where we're still hearing the, well, when he's outside the pocket, he's really accurate. Some people love that stuff. Some people love the runaround QBs.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Bill Belichick is basically telling you, I love playing against these guys.
Yeah.
I want to play against these dudes.
I can make all the
throws. Can't throw from the pocket.
Yeah, no, can't do
it's
that.
It's the exact same narrative that we had heard in week two of the, well, you got to keep him contained.
Yeah.
Which is basically Conway of saying, if you force him to read a defense, he can't read anything.
But also part of the issue and one of the excuses you can make for Zach Wilson is he doesn't have a whole lot of time in said pocket. Like,
right.
He's running for his life. Like, his offensive line is in shambles, and so is that entire team. So it's one of those where the Patriots are in desperate need of a win, and they just happen to have on the schedule one of the worst teams in football, and they're going to need to just take care of business.
Hallelujah,
yeah,
for that.
Yeah.
This is the perfect opponent, I think, at the perfect time to help, A, get a little bit of rest, but also get this team going in the right direction. But peaking is probably a wrong word to use. But if you can stack another good week of practice, you go out and have a decent performance, then we know the schedule does get a little tougher. By the way, one of the teams coming up on the Patriots schedule was active last night on Thursday Night Football, where the Cleveland Browns MacGyvered their way to a 17-14 win.
I like the under.
I mean,
I like the under going in. Under hit.
That under cashed.
They scored
big time.
Quick, though, and I was like, uh-oh.
7-0 early,
yeah, 7-0
right?
early. And you're like, oh, wait a minute. But nope. Very much the under.
Then the Broncos showed up.
We thought they were. So they're
3-4.
3-4.
Yep.
And which could be the same record as the Patriots, assuming they beat the Jets. And the Browns just 4-3. And that's a team that the Patriots will face.
That's right.
In a few weeks. We'll see if it's Baker Mayfield. Like, you're hoping it's as good as he was, D'Ernest Johnson and Case Keenum, rather than Nick Chubb and, you know, Baker Mayfield.
And Baker Mayfield.
So that's a lot different.
Well, I guess there's now some rumbling that Mayfield may end up needing surgery to get that fixed. And if so, that's going to shut him down for the year. So if you're the Browns, you're punting on the season if Baker has to get that surgery. Now, quickly, and I know we can get to this a little bit later, I'm watching that game last night.
Yeah.
And watching Cleveland. And all I could think of was, if you're Aaron Rodgers and you're on that team.
Good spot, right?
With that defense and those receivers and that running game, how is that not
a
place that guy could land and right away make a difference?
And that's why, as much as I like Baker Mayfield, I don't think they're punting on the season because their defense is good. They're going to keep teams down. And if they get their running backs back, Jarvis Landry was back, Odell, like Keenum might be the best backup in the league. He can go in there 200
that was
yards.
Taylor Heinicke.
He's a starter.
Oh, for now, that's right.
He's a starter. No. If you went down, and he's probably the highest paid one, too, but don't you think Case Keenum, he actually has starts under his belt. He's that guy.
He's got some chops, there's no question.
I don't think the drop-off from Baker to Case is as big as it is around the league when you go starter.
If that is the case,
yeah,
then you're helping make the case for Cleveland to be like, yeah, we probably need somebody else.
Well, yeah, I mean, maybe I am. I mean, but again, who are you going to get? Because don't get me wrong, Mayfield is better than Case Keenum. I'm just saying, I don't know if it completely derails your season. It's just like when Carson Wentz went down and Nick Foles went in, clearly it did not disrupt their season.
Well, that's what I was going to say is, if Baker Mayfield does have to have that season-ending surgery on his left labrum, then I wonder if the Browns go looking for a quarterback. And you said the guy that I thought would be the short-term rental, which is, if you're Cleveland, you go try to get someone like Nick Foles, knowing that you're only going to go so far with Case Keenum, or do you ride it out with Keenan?
I think you keep Keenum. I do. Now, and again, to back up my point, if you look at the other best teams in the AFC, you would say the quarterbacks are Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes, I think it's Ryan Tannehill.
Mm-hmm.
The drop-off of all of those guys to their backup is so much more significant than it is Baker Mayfield. Because Baker Mayfield, again, I like the guy, but he's probably the worst of those playoff team quarterbacks.
He's up and down.
He's up and down, and then their backup's not bad. Keenum's, he's okay anyway. He's okay.
Well, hopefully we are discussing this when it is Patriots-Browns, because the Pats have to deal with the Jets. Don't forget NFL Sunday, 9 a.m. on Sunday. We will be right at Gillette Stadium. I do believe we're going to be at Howl at the Moon again, which is good for the 1 o'clock kick, so everybody can come hang out and check us out. He is morphing into a man of song and stage, as you heard singing yesterday while getting ready to tape the Winners Club podcast. And, of course, with Callum Scott, he belted it out as well. No singing on this trending. Here is Shime, who's ready to get you updated on everything going.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back to Anything is Possible.
Anything is possible!
Fresh and Keefe on EEI.
How much faith do you have in Nate Friday?
A lot, man. I mean, he's been great this whole postseason. Throughout the most part of his career, he's done a great job, man. I mean, bringing back a lot of memories in 2018. Those special things that he did back in those last couple years ago. But this year, man, he's been pitching the ball real well the whole year. He's been extremely consistent from day one until this point. I mean, obviously having Chris Sale before and then him right after, I mean, you had to like your chances with that.
That's Xander Bogaerts. Xander, his name starts with an X.
Mm-hmm.
Xander Bogaerts on Nathan Eovaldi, tonight's Game 6 starter. It's a game you will hear right here with the pregame a little after 7 o'clock on the WEEI Sports Radio Network. First pitch a little after 8 p.m. We will get to the Boston Parlay, which is in full effect.
It's back.
Yeah,
could it be redemption time for the Boston Parlay? It did not go well. In fact, it went very poorly on Wednesday.
The anti-Boston Parlay.
Every team, with the exception of the Revs, who unfortunately aren't in action tonight, everybody else lost on Wednesday. But it's a new day.
It is.
The new night, and for two of the teams, new opponents. So maybe it'll hit tonight.
Well, that's true with the Celtics dealing with the Milwaukee Bucks. I don't know about that. We might have to look into
They got the Raptors.
It is the Raptors. I'm sorry. My bad.
Yeah, yeah.
For some reason, I thought it was the Bucks. You see those championship rings quickly from the Bucks?
Yeah.
They pop off and turn into a pendant?
Yeah.
They're
outrageous.
That's
now.
Pretty dope, I got to say.
Yeah.
Like, that's at least some ingenuity, but where do you go from there?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, the rings are so absurd now that, I don't know what's next. They're going to start giving, championship cars, championship houses.
What are they doing? Don't you think that John Henry, considering all the rings that they've won here, is already like sitting on the yacht thinking, okay, how am I going to jazz this one up?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, at some point you got to continue to be innovative. You can't just slap the trophy on the side of them. I mean, the very first Patriots ring for Super Bowl 36, like the one that Wiggy wears.
Yeah. It's nice.
It's nice. It's a great one. Don't get us wrong.
It's probably like $200,000 less than some of these ones
I have
now.
I was just going to say, it's pretty crazy. But, you know, will the Red Sox be punching their ticket to the World Series to even have a chance to be able to go for a World Championship? 617-779-7937. You said they're not toast, but does that mean the Red Sox win game six and then it's a coin flip game seven? Or are you in the, they're going to find a way? I can already tell by
it's just tough. I mean, just looking at the offense the last two games, it's hard to have a whole lot of faith in it. At the same time, I do think this potentially could sum up the season perfectly. In seven games, this could be what we went through in 162, where it looked like for half the year they were going to surprise everybody, they were going to win 100 games, they were going to win the division. And then the trade deadline comes and goes, and they sink like a stone. And you're like, oh, all right, are they even going to make the playoffs? And then everybody kind of gave up on them, and then they got back in it, and then they beat the Yankees in the wild card game, and everybody's like feeling pretty good about them again. And even so much so that they're up 2-1, and late in game four have a chance to go up 3-1. And then all of a sudden these last two games feel like just like a double punch to the gut. But you can't rule them out. You can't count them out. And I think to your point about game seven, the way the pitchers have been going, no matter even in games earlier, let alone in that game, that's just going to be the ultimate coin flip, the ultimate, you know, everybody's available to pitch. So you need a good Evaldi start. And then that'll set up the who the hell knows what happens in game seven.
Well, don't you think that if they do get to a game seven that, yes, it'll be a bullpen game, but it'll be a little bit of Eddie Rodriguez, a little bit of Chris Sale, a little bit of Tanner Houck, the Nick Pavetta
It'd be a Rodriguez start until he runs into trouble, I think. As soon as there's any trouble, like then he starts.
You got to get him out.
And who knows? Maybe he goes five again. He's been up and down, just like the team.
That'd be amazing.
Well, he's got a lot of money at stake. If he does, think about how much money he could earn if he has a good start in game seven.
And I know that you and I are thinking from a team perspective, but from an individual player standpoint, that's a great call, is that Eddie Rodriguez in the back of his mind has to know, hey, man, big spot game seven. Even if we don't win this game, if I go out there and I'm nails, there's some Dave Dombrowski out there somewhere who's ready to throw $80 to $100 million off of that.
I would say so.
I do want to slide in some Patriots here, and I know that we just touched on this Pats-Jets game a little bit. I get it. I understand that it's been all Red Sox this week, and rightfully so. Fenway's been jumping. But is there a chance that this Patriots team are sleeping on the Jets the way we are?
There's a chance. Yeah, because this isn't the roll out the balls, Patriots are going to win, or the, you know, just roll it out there, they're going to win 11, 12 games, and you know the Jets are our team. Not look at, they lost to the Miami Dolphins, right? It was week one,
yep.
But still, they lost to the Miami Dolphins, who are horrible. That's the only team the Dolphins have beat this year. The Houston Texans, another terrible team the Patriots barely beat. So even though they already beat the Jets, I think the reason why maybe I know I am and maybe others are taking this game a little bit more lightly would be because they already played them and they beat them by 19. But other than that, there's nobody that's just a guaranteed win with the Patriots this year. I don't think that exists.
Yeah. Jacksonville late in the year? You don't give them that one?
Well, if Urban Meyer's there, then it's guaranteed. If not, then you never know. They could have somebody else there. Yeah, no, but I mean, I would like to say Jacksonville, but Jacksonville just beat Miami. And I know you can't do the, oh, just because this team beat that team and vice versa. Like, it doesn't work that way. But, no, I mean, the Patriots, to me, aren't in the bottom five or six teams. They're not in there. But they're not way, way above them like they used to be either.
They're
in sort of that average tier.
I think the fact that the defense gave up, you take out the pick six, the fact that the defense gave up 28 last week, I think is definitely going to get their attention.
Mm-hmm.
And then if that is the case and the Jets don't score a ton, this offense is good enough to at least put up enough to be able to beat the Jets. So from that end, I'm not on a panic level of worry or even a massive level of worry. But if we're sitting there at halftime and it's 14-10 Jets with the lead, and this defense looks like the first half that they were in Houston, then it makes you wonder. And I think a part of the reason there's a little doubt is the do they play up or play down? Because this would be the first game where, let's say, they would play at maybe their level, where it's not so much about what the Jets do. It's more about what this team does
because it's dealing
with the Jets.
It's easy to get jacked up to play Tom Brady and the Bucs or even Dak Prescott and the Cowboys, but everybody else, maybe not so much. And you could definitely see, no matter what they say, they're going to say all the right things all week. Ah, it's an NFL team over there.
Division
they get paid
opponent.
To. Division opponent, all that stuff. But it is the lowly Jets.
We definitely know it is the lowly Jets. Chris in New Hampshire kicks it off. Aggression Keith. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Yep. I just wanted to say, regarding the Red Sox and the fan base, I mean, we weren't expecting them to make it this far. And, you know, they're losing a little steam. It kind of feels as though, like, when you watch Forrest Gump, when he starts running and he's losing his gear, that little girl is cheering. And, you know, the fans are the little girl. Right now we're not cheering so much. So, I mean, like, granted, we weren't expecting them to come this far. However, you know, go for it. Go for gold. Go home. So I just feel as though the fan base should try and be a little more supportive. They need it.
Okay. So you're suggesting they be more like the young girl in Forrest Gump?
Thoughts on that analogy?
Doesn't really make a ton of sense to me.
No, I don't think so either.
Forrest Gump's mom had to do some things to get Forrest Gump into that school.
Ooh.
I don't think that's brought up enough.
Well.
Sally Field.
Saying she was a harlot?
I'm saying she did what she needed to do.
She was pragmatic.
Correct.
Fair enough.
And it worked. Look at Forrest Gump. He went around the world, did all kinds of things. He was an all-American kick returner at Alabama. Served in multiple wars.
Now that guy is
everyone he ever talked to got shot.
Met a lot of presidents. Met a lot of other people. Yeah.
Didn't meet me, so it didn't count. If you haven't seen my social media platform, very piggy yesterday, oink oink.
If they did a...
That was a great pivot.
If they did a reboot for Forrest Gump, which you know is coming down the pipe somewhere.
Tom Hanks is going to be bored, right?
He's going to get a new Forrest Gump. He'd meet Trump.
Do
you think they'd take, because Haley Joel Osment played Forrest Gump's son in Forrest Gump, do you think they just Haley Joel Osment and have him star in the movie?
Little Forrest, yeah. Unless he had HIV.
Well,
you think he did?
Now we're.
I mean, he slept with Jenny and she died of HIV, so. Oh, sorry. Well, sorry if you haven't seen Forrest Gump.
But then there's sort of there's a lot of conspiracy theories around Forrest Gump on whether or not he actually is Little Forrest's dad or. Jenny was like, I know that Forrest would do a good job taking care of him. And sort of, because let's just face it, that wasn't the only. Jenny wasn't
I think
exactly
that's what
monogamous.
Happened as well. Yeah.
Jenny was not monogamous. You know, again, it was a different time, too. So.
Would you go as far to say that she was a slut?
No, Gresh.
I wouldn't say that.
I would say no to that.
Okay.
Loud and clear.
All right, there we go. All right. I'm just, because I have not seen from beginning to end Forrest Gump.
I don't know if really?
Yeah, I have not.
Would you bailed when he?
It was like one of those stop and start deals.
The Bubba Gump?
I was like, oh, I'll get back to it. And then it did like 6 months later.
I've seen like 3 movies total, so.
It somehow still won.
I've seen Superbad 4 times.
It won Best Picture over Pulp Fiction and Shawshank Redemption somehow.
I mean, that is something.
Whoops.
Pulp Fiction is.
Yes. Right. So
I even sat my kid down and been like, you need to watch this.
That's one of the all-time greats. But yeah, there's a lot of questioning whether or not Forrest is Little Forrest's biological father. May not be.
There we go. And root for
I mean,
Red
if
Sox.
The kid grew up to look like Haley Joel Osment in that universe, I'm going to guess no.
That's the kid who did the I See Dead People, right?
That's him.
That's him?
Yeah,
okay.
That's him.
He looks like he's, like, even grown up now, he looks like he might be a ghost or something
you
like that.
You think so? Yeah.
There was a little, Like, growing up as a little kid, it was always like, okay, I can understand why that kid might think he sees dead people. Or Spaz walking around in his underpants with a birthday cake.
And now he looks like a full-grown woodchuck.
Spaz or Haley Joel?
No, Haley Joel. Not Spaz, no. Do you know how tall Haley Joel Osment is?
I'm going to say 5'3".
I was going to say 5'2".
5'4". He's listed at 5'4", but he could be height. 5'4". Yeah.
It's like my wife.
That could be in boots.
I had dwarf heat when I mentioned that if she hits 4'10", I'm married to a dwarf, and I think she's like Mickey Abbott now in Seinfeld.
Yeah, she could be.
She's going to be heightening a little bit, putting the things in the shoes.
Really? Timberland boots again?
Yeah, right. I got to stay up with this kid. That Mickey Abbott thing was very incredible. A couple of different Seinfeld references in there. Mm-hmm. And Andrew Raycroft gave us one yesterday of playing board games on the train with
Joe. Competitive board games with Joe Thornton.
Joe Thornton.
That's a pretty good story. They're
playing Risk. Mm-hmm. What about Clue? Love anyway, will the Bruins have a clue tonight with Linus Ullmark in net? John just got excited at that. That was pretty punny. We'll hear what Jack Edwards had to say about it from Maloney and Fourier next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. And Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Andy Gresh and Rich Keefe. This is Gresh and Keefe.
Yeah, it's a no for me.
On EEI.
I'm going to make a prediction here at 10:52 with Gresh and Keefe on the WEI Sports Radio Network.
Here we go. Prediction time.
That on Monday, we're going to have a lot of angry Bruins fans.
Really?
Yep.
Why would you say that?
Well, because I think a healthy chunk of Bruins fans are about to find out that they can't go over to their typical idiot box and put on the game and watch it the way they're used to. Because
not for a reason. I thought you were saying Linus is going to go out there and have a terrible game. But no, you mean you're going to try to watch said game and you're not going to be able to find it.
Yep, because tonight's Bruins Sabres game airs on ESPN Plus and the Hulu. It is not on regular ESPN. So a lot of people are going to start to say, what channel is ESPN Plus? And it's going to start from there.
Yeah.
Because people, I don't think really, like a lot of you olds that are listening
right,
out there.
Right.
And I'm not, you know, saying the Bruins fans are old. I don't start twisting words. I'm just
welcome
saying
to
that.
The streaming world, boys.
Yeah, I think.
Thank God the Sox aren't on Hulu.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine that?
I wish they were. I'd be able to watch all the games.
Well, so that might help a little bit because there's obviously a lot of crossover Sox and Bruins. And so the Sox play at 8 tonight. And so maybe you'll say, you know what, I'm not going to watch the Bruins anyway. I'm watching the Sox, so you might not go down this rabbit hole.
Yeah, and Linus Ullmark makes his regular season Boston Bruins debut tonight in the city that he once played. I'm sure it's going to be a big parade in Buffalo for the return of Linus Ullmark.
You think they'll have a big video for him on the jumbo screen?
Ooh,
welcome
good
back,
question.
Linus.
I'll go with,
yeah,
it'd be 30 seconds. You know, some saves. Welcome back, Linus.
Yeah.
Now we'll go
congrats.
To, what are they going to get, about 12,000 people maybe in
they
Buffalo
might.
Tonight?
Yeah, they might.
Although, the Sabres,
3-0.
They are 3-0. That's exactly
they're rolling right.
right
now.
There's something right now. Jack Edwards, who joined Maloney and Fourier yesterday, was asked about Linus playing in Buffalo.
The fans in Buffalo deserve a winning team, but a couple of years ago, Buffalo was in playoff contention into January, and then the bottom fell out. So those fans aren't going to buy playoff tickets until they're in game 82. I think Don Granato's doing an excellent job as coach. He's got those guys playing together. Omark's got to put one up for the Bruins. The old saying is, don't lose two in a row. Buffalo's feeling it a little bit in the early season, and the Bruins need to have 60 minutes of conscientious play in front of Omark, because from what we've seen, he is going to give up rebounds, and they're not going to be in the right places. So they've got to be tuned in.
Sounds like an over.
Yeah, nice way of saying Omark's not good, right? Like, there's a lot of talking around the fact that Omark's not very good. He gives up some chances.
Oh,
like, what?
Really?
All right. Well, I think there's a true goalie competition, though, on this team. And it was one of the things in the game on Wednesday. You're like, all right, I still like Swayman. I still want Swayman to get the majority of the starts. But this really is his rookie year, so there's going to be ups and downs. And there's an opportunity for Omark to put together back-to-back really good games and at least make the team think, all right, maybe do we kind of lean on him a little bit more? So we'll see. And like, I think in the early going, again, you know, how the team does, you feel like they're going to figure it out, right? They have enough talent. The top line's so good, and McAvoy. But there's still a big question in net. You know, this is the first year in a long time that, you know, it wasn't just Tuukka as your main goalie.
So we hated Tuukka for 10 years. Now it's like, it's not Tuukka. What are we going to do?
Correct. Yeah, you couldn't have it any other way.
And it might be happening in the middle of the second period tonight with Linus Omark.
If people
in
can
there.
Find the game.
That is exactly right. We head into hour two on this Patriots Friday. Damian Harris, Patriots running back, scheduled to join us on the Harbor One hotline. And we'll be able to go down a little humorous road, hopefully, with Damian and Mac Jones. Hour two next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.